Back on today's pregame with head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, you play Crookston today, a team that you beat pretty handily first time, but I think both teams would agree that neither one played very well. What are you looking for today?
Well, watching film, they've really competed in most games that they've played since us. And, you know, Coach Roiland does a wonderful job with his group always. They're always competing in games in the past years, especially. So he doesn't have necessarily that one go-to kid that he's had in the past. So I think it's just that team being a little different and perhaps younger, trying to figure out the mold of, hey, we don't have a go-to kid. We all five on the court have our roles and playing together. So that's a scarier team too. There's not just one kid you have to surround yourself with. So they're shooting the ball better, they're defending better, and I agree. I certainly am glad I was on the winning side of that first time meeting with Crookston, but we were very poor in our minds, and I'm certain that, you know, Coach Roiland didn't think that they played their best basketball either. So it'll be a much different game than we saw that first time around, and we're very persistent on telling our kids all week that was going to be the case of what we'll see today.
You don't get to make the schedule, you just follow the schedule, but how good is it in a situation like this where a team's kind of trying to find itself that you get to play them a couple times earlier in the season, maybe before they have all the answers?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but at the same time, then you play some maybe even better teams that have had the answers and got better. So the schedule just goes. I do like the way, you know, the calendar fell this year where when we played them and then got some games out of the way on the road and then playing Crookston again before Christmas break. It, you know, when you have finals all week, you're just focusing on one team. You can really take the pressure off your kids, have a couple lighter days or a day off here or there so they can be students first, and then you're just focusing on one team and that team you've already seen before. So, you know, we can really let them be students first and then get in the gym and they already kind of know what the game plan is.
Your post players, Taylor Bray and her backup, Rachel Hadela, have really played well. How important is it for your club that continues?
It's huge. You know, they're the centerpiece of our motion. They're very talented, and they make our wings better. Our spacing would diminish if we didn't have those two. Teams that don't double, they score, get fouled, and teams that double, they're smarter if they're kickouts, and that makes a heyday for our wings, and we're seeing that better. We haven't, I think, the last three games we've played, maybe we've seen that better, maybe even just last two, you know, seeing the advantage of, okay, defense has shifted here or doubled here, where's the open gal, and I think that, you know, that's just a huge centerpiece, is having a 1-2 punch off the bench, is not dropping whatsoever when a freshman post comes in, is pretty impressive.
Another player that's played well, kind of under the radar because of all the other names around her, Claire Wolhow, mm-hmm. has played well when she hasn't scored. She's defended, mm-hmm. and she's also had games where she's really been able to shoot the three.
Yeah, if you're in our team meetings, that's a kid where I can't say it enough. Claire is one of the better shooters in our league, percentage-wise, and just every aspect of the three-point arc, and we have the hardest time finding her. She's wide open sometimes, and so in our team meetings, you would have heard Claire is one of the best shooters in the league over and over and over again, and now that our kids have found her, it just makes it even better for everyone else. Teams are definitely trying to get out to her, and they're definitely trying to take that three away, but she's smart. She has a nice pull-up, and she can do some other things as well, but she also has some really difficult matchups. Sometimes when you're playing Northern Moorhead, we're asking her to guard a true post in battle with a kid that's maybe bigger than her. And then you play teams like Wayne Augie, which are smaller and athletic, quicker, and we're asking her to guard that. So she's got a full load every single night, and she doesn't get much breaks either. So I'm really proud of that kid.
A couple of rough and tumble games over the weekend. How did your team come out of it health-wise?
Oh, good. They just caught colds. No injuries, really. A couple ding and dents, but mostly just a couple sniffles and coughs, but we'll take it.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.